Faraj sparks leftist meltdown after stating growing number of Muslims loathe British values. By Kurt Zindelka on May 26, 2024. The chattering classes in the UK put on their outrage cap on Sunday while trotting out accusations of racism against Brexit leader Nigel Farage for warning that an increasing number of Muslims in the country loathe British values. Appearing on Sky News's Sunday Morning with Trevor Phillips, Mr. Farage stated, "We have a growing number of young people in this country who do not subscribe to British values, in fact, loathe much of what we stand for. I think we see them on the streets of London every Saturday." When pressed by Phillips if he was referring to Muslims in the UK, Farage replied, "We are. And I'm afraid I found some of the recent surveys saying that 46% of British Muslims support Hamas, support a terrorist organization that is proscribed in this country." The honorary president of the Reform UK party was referencing a poll from the Henry Jackson Society, which found that nearly half of British Muslims were sympathetic to Hamas terrorists and just 24% believed that Hamas committed murder and rape during the October 7 terror attacks on Israel, which saw 1,200 people murdered and hundreds taken hostage. The survey also found that a third of British Muslims would like to see Sharia become the law of the land in Britain and 52% backed making it a crime to show an image depicting the Islamic prophet Muhammad. In response to the assertion from Phillips that he was branding all Muslims as being opposed to British values, Mr. Farage said he was talking about elements of that community, continuing, "I'm not blaming them. I'm stating a fact. All I'm doing is stating in fact, no one else dares tell the truth about this. Nobody in history has allowed more people in who are potentially really going to fight against British values than Mr. Sunak," he added. On the broader question, "The biggest single problem this country faces is the population explosion. And it will not be debated in this election. Why? Because Labour started it and the Tories accelerated it. That has led to a problem on a scale unimaginable. If you want mass immigration, vote Conservative. If you want mass immigration, vote Labour." The interview sparked a slew of condemnations from left-wing politicos and Muslim activists, many of whom accused Mr. Farage of racism, despite the fact that Muslims are comprised of many different races united by a set of beliefs. The Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain, Zahra Mohammed, wrote on social media, "So horribly Islamophobic and racist, doing what Farage does best, reinforcing his hate-filled rhetoric of misinformation." Even challenged by Trevor to consider what he's actually saying, he continues to show us his role in inciting hatred towards British Muslims. Conveniently refusing to engage with his arguments, leftist Labour MP Stella Creasy wrote, "I won't share Farage's vile and factually incorrect comments about Muslims and immigration. This drumbeat of hate will only get louder if it isn't drowned out by a cacophony of solidarity. Don't feed trolls, stand up to them instead." Far-left LBC radio host James O'Brien also appeared to accuse the Brexiteer of spreading falsehoods, without naming them, writing on X, "Farage stays relevant by being disgusting, and dishonest. Every time you help him stay relevant, you facilitate the next, inevitable stage of his disgustingness." Others were supportive of Mr. Farage's comments. Political commentator Darren Grimes remarked, "Nigel Farage is challenged by Sly News on his assertion that Britain has a real problem that has been identified with crystal clarity since October 7th. I cannot understand how anyone cannot see the glaring threat before us." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.